Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is the Old Testament lesson, or the psalm that we read responsively at the beginning of the service, Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will never slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Our psalm is a traveling psalm, officially known as a psalm of ascent, as the people, the Jewish people, would sing these songs as they were walking along the trail, which we call a road, but is actually a little trail, from Jericho, which is below sea level, to Jerusalem at the top of the mountain, which is a couple thousand or a thousand feet or something above sea level. So it's a huge climb. And so they're looking there up to the hills because the temple of God is at the top of the hill. And every good Jew within walking distance had to be in Jerusalem for Passover, Tabernacles, and the Festival of Weeks. And so this was something that happened three times a year. The theme of the psalm is very simple. The Lord watches over us. The Lord is with us. And because the Lord watches over us, we know the Lord watched over Fred. And we also know that Fred put God first in many ways. He had a strong devotional life and a great faith in Jesus as his Savior. There were several times when I would get a phone call saying, please get me two copies of Portals of Prayer, the new one, for you, okay? He always wanted one. And so we would do that. He knew Jesus was his Savior. He knew he was a sinner, and he knew he had a Savior as Jesus. And so he always wanted those. And almost every time he made it to church, he would say, I miss being here. You know, and he'd sit about halfway down here and just always say, I missed it. Pastor Bernthal went and visited him many times to give him communion as a shut-in. And we keep notes on our visits, and they're always kind of cryptic. But some of the notes that Pastor Bernthal wrote was, remember the good times with family, happy for the good example of his parents. And what an example his parents were. Or relies on God's promises. Or maintaining hope and faith. In a lot of ways, Fred was waiting for God to take him home. I'm not sure if he was ready quite now, but he was definitely thinking about that. The last time that Pastor Bernthal gave him communion, while you were there, Carol, the note on the little card afterwards that Pastor Bernthal wrote was, is comfortable in faith of a better life. And that. I shared the epistle lesson with Fred on Wednesday, the 26th of September. And as we talked, he was kind of sleepy and in and out. But the more we read Romans 8, the more awake he got. And the more this calm came over his face and his spirit. It was great to see this sense of hope just coming out of him. And as I got ready to leave, in a very loud voice, thank you for coming. Thank you. Our gospel lesson said, Jesus said, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. I don't know exactly how that works, but evidently the room was ready, and Jesus came back to take Fred home on Monday night, shortly before midnight. The promise of our text, though, is not just for Fred. The promise of our text is for us, too, that the Lord is still watching over us. The psalmist said, the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore. I mean, what powerful, picturesque words those are as you think about these people heading to Jerusalem in the middle of the desert and the sun beating on them, and the sun's not going to harm you. And this is probably the same road that Jesus told the parable about the thieves and the Good Samaritan, where everybody passes and leaves him because he was robbed. And so the Lord's going to keep you from all harm. He's going to watch over your life. And it's kind of narrow, and so he's going to protect you, keep your foot from slipping, etc. As we mourn Fred's death, the Lord is still with us. Because in Jesus, we have a living hope, according to Peter, through the resurrection of Jesus' death. A living hope that says death is not the end of life, but it's the beginning of a new life. It's a living hope that says all of the bad stuff that I've done in my life has been forgiven, and I don't have to worry about being condemned for it. A living hope that says that death is swallowed up in victory by the resurrection of Jesus. And I can look forward to being with him. As Psalm 23 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. True for Fred and true for us. And so we conclude with our psalm. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? Where does my help come as we mourn the death of Fred? Where does my help come from as I go through the tough times of life? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.